This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver's school closure committee is now seeking applicants. Denver Public Schools says it expects to see enrollment drop over the next 5 years. In response, the district plans to close and consolidate some small schools by 2024. DPS passed a resolution earlier this month stating elementary schools should have a minimum enrollment of 300 students. So far, it has not approved minimum enrollment standards for middle or high schools. Xcel Energy is asking regulators to let it increase natural gas rates over the next 3 years. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, the company says it will use the money to expand its gas system and fight climate change.
Xcel supplies natural gas to 1.4 million Colorado customers. The proposal would raise an average home's bill by about $4 later this year. There'd be smaller increases over the next 2 years. The company says that help it expand its system and offset its climate emissions with cleaner projects by 2050. But environmental opponents are skeptical, saying it'd be smarter to invest in all-electric homes powered by renewable energy. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Senator Michael Bennett is making a direct plea to the president to pass an expanded child tax credit. Biden said last week he thought the child tax credit might not stay in his domestic agenda due to opposition from West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. Now, Bennett and four other Democratic senators have penned a letter to the president asking him to fight for what they say is the largest tax cut for low and middle income Americans in the nation's history. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Coming up, we'll listen to more Here and Now. In about half an hour, we will learn about some studies that are looking at the relationship between CBD and COVID-19.